My dog's not ordinary, only has three paws. Fire and water, only has three paws. Fire and water, only has three paws.
The World Jazz Trio. The mission of the group is playing music that owes to multiple musical traditions. The players are experienced in many types of musical settings, so the project may be ambitious, but it's also grounded. Tom Norland plays the electric guitar, Ben Abrahamson plays the nylon string guitar, and Mariam Yousafzadeh is the vocalist.
I was lucky enough to meet Tom 10 years ago, and we have been waiting for an opportunity for the two of us to start working together.
Ben, you play Persian, you play jazz, you play Latin, maybe you play some other things too, but is there a common thread?
I think in what I'm really interested in, composition and lyricism, you know, strong melody, those are two common threads that I'm really interested in exploring and that are definitely a part of the music that this group is exploring and improvising.
The World Jazz Trio. You play Persian styles, Latin, some other things, but the outcome is really an outgrowth of the combination of those things. Thinking about the Persian part of the equation, Mariam, this piece, Yar, that we've been listening to, the group has evolved it into something new.
Yar is an ethnic piece that I have been playing with the group Rubaiyat for the last 25 years. It is a very simple melody, just like any other ethnic melody, and it gets repeated and repeated. But it is beautiful. And when Tom and I started working together, this was one of the pieces that we brought out, and we thought, what can we do with it? So we started playing the melody as it was, and then we both started to experiment with it, which meant doing harmonies, which meant changing the chords, which meant changing the rhythm, which meant, and ultimately, I would say after about a month, month and a half of us repeatedly playing it, it turned to be a completely different piece.
Jazz Trio. Tom, you write a lot of music, including a Latin-flavored piece the group is playing.
I think it just came out of the particular blend of things that I've absorbed over the years. And I think in this case, like, you know, I was probably hearing something like the Buena Vista Social Club, because that's a record that my dad played all the time when I, you know, growing up.
Mariam, where'd you get your approach to singing this song?
Tom and I were just starting to work together to experiment on music and all of that. And we did a gig last year where he sat in with Rubaiyat. And he was telling us about his recording, and he started to send me samples of his music, what he was recording. And this was just beautiful. It was just absolutely lovely. And I think there was some time where I started to just doodle when he was playing this music. And then somewhere later, he decided to ask me to just sit in and do some vocals on it. And then that made it easier for us to bring it to the trio because Ben also plays on that album.
Jazz Trio, that a composition by the electric guitar player Tom Norland. Ben Abrahamson, the nylon string guitar player, what kinds of spaces does this group want to perform in?
Listening spaces in the sense of, you know, rooms that are quiet, that are set up for people that really tune in to the music and are very intimate acoustically, I think are probably ideal for this group because there's a lot of nuance, I think, that gets lost in a loud venue where it's more of a background music kind of situation. And so I think this music really shines, especially since you have human voice, electric guitar, but with some effects, and then acoustic nylon string guitar. So these are very often intimate textures. And so those really shine in spaces that are tuned into that kind of music.
Eventually, Carnegie Hall. I think that's where we belong. I think the kinds of music that we do is no less than any other music, any other performances that you see on Carnegie Hall. And it would be my goal to try and get there.
The World Jazz Trio, Tom Norland, Ben Abrahamson, Mariam Yousafzadeh, individually acclaimed and working towards a high goal. Minnesota Music Profiles is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.